Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 520. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
Stop the count. Apex Legends is game of the year.
It's not 2019. I know 2020's been a long year, but...
that was last year, Tony.
No, this year. Game of the year, this year, today.
I mean, I'm sure we can have an award for best ongoing video.
All right, here we go. Yes. I'm voting for it. Okay, we're stopping the count right there. It's over.
Earl is here as well.
I say continue to count. There are many great games to come in 2020. Some of them even next week.
And ongoing games from 2019.
And ongoing and beyond. I mean, or right. Before.
Yes.
I mean, Overwatch is always in contention. Rainbow Six Siege, I always hear good things about.
Smash, well, I don't think any of us really play it, but they added that Minecraft dude.
Yeah.
I thought about buying...
Among Us is a big one.
Yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere. It's been out for 2 years.
Jeff is here as well. Sorry to cut you off.
Perfectly sane, as always.
What were you going to say there, Earl?
Oh, no, I was just saying that Among Us came out of nowhere after being out for 2 years. Still don't know where that came from, bud.
No. My kids played it for a hot 2 weeks. They seem to be done with it now.
Oh, boy.
They were playing it on their phone, so... free to play, I guess.
And I mean, not to jinx anything, I do feel like that's kind of been the thread. Because I felt the same way about... Fall Guys, which I'm sure still, but like, I feel like it kind of had like this really big spark, and then it disappeared. Like, it's still, again, it still does what I imagine, but I don't see it talked about nearly as much.
Yeah, for 2 weeks, that's all you saw was Fall Guys, Fall Guys, Fall Guys, and then Among Us came in, and it was like 2 weeks of that. And I'm not sure what the hot thing is right now. It's
from what I gathered, it's going to be Phantom Folk.
Oh, right, the ghost game, right?
Yes.
I can't pronounce it either.
But yes, that seems to be the big hot thing, because it's one of those, I enjoy my bad movies, and I think people are playing it for this. It seems like a decent game, but it also seems janky as hell, and people seem to be enjoying it for, like, the stuff that comes out of the jankiness, and also the fact that, you know, you can get scared and stuff.
Yeah. Well, it probably makes for a great streaming game.
Yeah,
probably how it got popular. So, a big elephant in the room, because last week we did a good amount of talking on it. We are foregoing election talk as while we are recording. This shit's still ongoing. It is been going for 50 some hours.
Which we said. We said that last week. Hey, you know, by next Thursday, we're not going to know the results. I was like, well, at least know the shape of things. I think we know the shape of things.
We know the shape of things, but we are not going to do any political commentary tonight, unless something goes down. if the race is called while we're recording, we may break out.
This is Thursday. At this rate, Nevada may still be counting. So, you know, just turn on CNN right now.
I mean,
Georgia, meanwhile, is counting at like a fever pace now. Like it's going real fast.
You're right, Earl. Nevada could still actually they are legitimately allowed to still be counting because they can accept the ballots for I believe a week to 10 days after the election.
Oh my God.
It's just like let's hope it doesn't come down to Nevada. But anyway, enough of that. Video games, new consoles next week. Tony has gotten his confirmation, I believe, on both
of them. So I should have each one.
I got my confirmation on the Xbox today. And I may attempt to buy a PlayStation 5 next week. Just
I knew it was coming.
Yeah.
Has anyone gotten a controller yet? Like, I think I've seen people getting the PS5 controller.
No.
It's weird how they did that. If you ordered the accessories for your PlayStation 5, they released them like last week.
I remember that in the last whatever the last round was, I was at GameStop. The accessory is not street dated. It's just like, you know, you could sell it. Like, what the fuck are you going to do with them? I don't know. Yeah. You feel it.
I'm not sure, but at least with the new Xbox controller, I believe it does work with the old hardware.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Nowadays, you could probably do.
Yeah. I don't know about the PS5 controller, but. Yeah, and the people are using the PS5 controller on the PC. Yeah.
But the you know, the PS5 controller looks pretty good to me. I thought the PS4 controller was pretty good, but
there's a lot of nice detail on that thing.
I still put the Switch and the Xbox controller above the dual, whatever. I still calling it the dual analog or whatever.
It's called the DualShock.
DualShock, right?
But this the new is what... one is called the DualSense.
Yes. DualSense.
Everyone loves that.
Yeah,
I love their controllers. I put them below Xbox and Nintendo.
I think for you, Jeff, in particular, because the big appeal of the PlayStation 5 controller is the word they're using is haptic, whatever. But for you, like rumble, right? Like
simple terms, rumble.
You shut it off. So
yeah,
like, special not going to work for you.
Remember how that was going to be like a big deal with the Joy-Cons? Like, oh my god, you get to do the, what is it, haptic feedback or whatever the fuck?
Yeah.
Or what did they call it? Something, they called it like HD Rumble.
Yeah.
Didn't fucking, all they did with it was fucking that, like, launch game, like, basically, like, you know,
I'm
1-2 Switch.
Yeah, and I think some Mario Party games use it.
I use Rumble? Yeah, I guess probably. Yeah,
What game does use Rumble the best? Like, I always thought, like, Rumble was a feature that seemed cooler on paper
than it's
been. Like, I think it would be weird to go back to controllers that don't vibrate, but I don't know a game that uses, like, I don't know a game where it's like, oh man, you really need to pay this for the Rumble.
Dude, turn it off. The water is fine over here. Like, it's fucking
change your battery faster, too.
Yeah, that's why I don't like it. That's main reason.
Rumble. Jeff hates it.
Sucks. Fuck Rumble.
Let's get ready to Rumble.
Set yourself free of the fucking Rumble. Fuck that.
Yeah. Did you guys see the imagery on the side? Like, that some people did some close up shots of the PS5 controller and, like, has the X triangle, square circle. Like,
oh yeah.
Really tiny on the side.
It, like, engraved in the surface of the controller itself.
Yeah. So, like, the texture of it is actually that's pretty neat.
Nice little touch.
I am interested to get my hands on the Xbox Series X controller. It looks identical to the Xbox One controller, but because there's the new share button. So there's like a third menu button on it, and from what I read today, it's a little bit smaller than the One controller, but it has the textured like underpads. Like, I don't know if you guys have any of the newer controllers. There's like a almost like a rubberized grip underneath.
Yeah.
Which I like. It's nice.
Which one do I have? Is it the Gears of War one?
Is it gray?
No, it's like a back controller with gold trims.
Hmm.
It has some similar. It might be Halo one. But yeah, it has like these rubber things on the inner grips of the side handles. Yeah, it feels nice.
Yeah. So I'm interested to get my hands on that, and I guess that'll happen on Tuesday. So Tony and I will have initial feedback. Tony may not have feedback on the PS5 right away next week.
I should have the box in front of me, but I don't know if I'll have time to actually do anything with it.
I mean, you gotta like move into a whole new house to fit it into. So
I've been hearing things about like demo kiosks they put up for the PS5. And the system overheating. So it's kind of got me reconsidering how
scary,
I was going to do things. I almost want it standing up now in the open air so that it doesn't have anything around it.
Yeah, I was thinking...
not my plan.
Originally, my plan was I'm going to kind of like hide it kind of behind my TV to the side. But I feel that might create too much heat coming from the television and... I don't want to blow up a $500.
I have my Switch dock sitting to the right side of my TV. I think I might just end up like moving it and just putting it there. like standing it up next to the TV. It's going to look bad. I don't know.
Stupid. Yeah, because it's ugly.
I'm going to have to like buy a whole new entertainment center just to like
hide it somewhere around
so it looks okay.
I have like this. It's like a Walmart shelf, right? Like a four posts and some press board on the top and bottom. A good amount of space in between. I was thinking like, oh, I could put it in the bottom of that, but I'm not even. I think it might actually be taller than that. Like,
can you lay it on its side? I would imagine you can, right? Like,
yeah. Which I guess I could do that. I could place it like where my Xbox One X is, because that won't be there. It's gonna be confusing.
Yeah, it's gonna take me a few days to figure this out. I'm pretty sure. Maybe weeks.
I have a weird setup in my living room. I'm basically using like this old dresser that my girlfriend had or something. But it's like it has like two cabinet doors in the center of it, so that's where I put my like my Xbox and my PlayStation. And I just drilled a giant hole in the back of it with like a big ass fucking. And then I don't know why anyone cares any of this, but and then I got my Switch just. I like it though. Just anyway, sorry.
Oh no, I was gonna say to a minor change from last week. I may not get a system this next week. I have money and I need some pick me up, so we'll see.
Yeah, so I guess one of the things that was revealed, at least from PlayStation and then some retailers as well, is it does not look like you're gonna be able to go into a store and buy these things. If they have stock next week, it'll only be online.
I'm okay with that. That's my domain.
Right.
That's right. That's where we live.
It makes it easier for me, right? It's not like, oh, I'm going to run out on, you know, Wednesday night to see if I get a PS5.
It's not like, oh, man, I have to line up at Target at midnight on Monday? If I have to stay up to 2 a.m. to see if Best Buy drops in new inventory, I can do that. I've done it before.
Exactly. So,
and I'm also off Wednesday, which is one of the reasons why I was like, oh yeah, we have Veterans Day next week.
Nice. So possibility of new systems for a few of us. Jeff's still gonna hold out. He's gonna wait till next year, but
yeah. It's so funny. It's like if I were going to cave anytime soon, it's like the PS5 is more tempting just because of how awesome Demon Souls looks. But it's like I know ultimately, like when it comes down to it, I never liked the PlayStation console. I never liked the environment on it, like the way things feel, the way the internet's always fucking slow. I don't give a shit what anyone says. It's always slow for me. Every device I've ever had from them, the internet's slow.
Honestly,
so it's just like I ultimately when I do buy one, it'll be next year and it's gonna be the Xbox. Like it's just that's just the way it's gonna be, man. Unfortunately,
I mean the big thing for me with Microsoft, really, and this is where I think their advantage will come in, is I got Game Pass through July 2022.
Yeah, yep.
So I mean, even if I don't have a six games I want to buy, I'm like I got 100 free games I can try out at launch. Because I'm subscribed to this service where, Sony has like the instant connection with the PS4, I mean PS5, but it's still only a handful of games. It's like, what, 10?
I think they added a couple more, but yeah, it's not a huge amount.
It's not like 100 games. I mean, granted, most of those games will be games that, I mean, but yeah, you know, stuff like Gears Tactics. Having Gears 5, I could probably start that for a fourth time, and maybe one time I will actually finish it.
I totally lost my train of thought there with the PS5 and Xbox One, not Xbox Series X, but are you guys getting the disc version of the PS5 if you get one, or digital?
I would get a disc version of whatever system I get. Because yeah, I mean, as much as I enjoy video games, one of the big purposes of these systems are they still also remain my Blu-ray and 4K players.
Right, right.
Yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt. Like, I would always go, like, I go digital with, I'd say, 99% of the games I buy these days. Very rarely do I buy physical. But I want the option one, and then two, like Earl says, like, I do buy Blu-rays a lot. So it's, you know.
Yeah, like, I mean, the Series X is only disc based. Like, you can't buy it. Yeah. Like, you could buy the Series S, I guess, but that's not really the same thing.
Who the fuck would do that?
So, I mean, I don't know.
Don't do it. Don't. I literally forgot it existed until like 5 minutes ago. I just saw on Facebook while we were recording IGN's review of it. They gave it like a 7. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean,
what a 7.
I was like, how does this thing exist? It makes, like, I don't care how you can explain it to me for the next hour. I'm never going to understand it. Like, I don't get that system. But just buy Xbox One X or fucking. Whatever.
So,
I'm not even getting into it again.
Yeah. I mean, I can explain why, like, it has a better CPU than the 1X, so like it should technically play those games better. But you're right. Like, it's you know, in terms of next gen, like, you're basically buying a current gen console at that point. I don't know. I am leaning towards like digital PS5.
Well, just because you're gonna have the Xbox too, then, right? Like, so it's like,
right? I don't need it for the Blu-ray player, and
just the option, only, though, man. Yeah, I don't know. Like,
even though most of my games that I bought for PS4 were digital, like, there were still maybe like 1 in 10 that I bought, and like, you know, Black Friday comes around,
yeah,
those games go on discount physically. It's like, yes, there's digital sales, but
speaking,
I don't know.
Just as a heads up, if you're listening to this on Saturday, well, I mean, if you're listening to this before next week, Target is having the annual buy two get one free sale, which is also a great boom to do it during the week of two system launches.
Yeah.
So that's usually where my physical games come from, is like when the stores have that, or like when they decide, oh, we're going to drop this game tag $5 because we need to secure inventory. I'm like, yes.
Thank you.
But Jeff, you are right. Demon's Souls looks very good. I don't like Souls games, but that game, like, visually, it is a very arresting game.
Like, if you like those games, just looking at it, even just looking at, like, the character models on, you know, like, I don't know, last time you guys played one of these games, the character models look like fucking very freaky in every other game. Like, they look like just husks of human beings,
yeah,
and like now they actually look like good. It's a small thing because you never really look at your character's face or whatever, but just like that's indicative of like the whole,
like, yeah, everything family. Like, if they can detail that, like, yeah, they're gonna detail everything else at a high level.
It looks like a next gen game, you know, even though it's an old game. Like, it, they really redid it, you know. I wish I could play that.
And you know, Spider-Man's out there. That looks fun. Although you can't play that on PS4. I kind of want to play Astrobot. That game looks fun.
What are they doing, a non-VR? Isn't that the VR game?
It's the game that comes packed in with the PS5. Yes, Astrobot was the VR game. But it comes packed in with every PS5.
And so you can play it now without VR or what?
It's not. It's a different Astrobot game.
Yeah, it's like. It's
never mind.
But it's like, it seems like it's a showcase for the controller, like all the new features on the controller. And people, that, you know, the people that have PS5s and are reviewing it, they're allowed to talk very minimally about their experience Astrobot, but everybody's been very glowing about it. Like, it's a fun kind of throwback 3D platformer that utilizes the controller in like cool ways. So that's what's coming up. Need for Speed, just, you know, which we talked about before we came back on air. That's this week, shortly for Jeff and myself. But what have you guys been playing this week? This nightmarish week.
I mean, we talked about it in the break, but do you folks want to talk about World War Z first? Does sure. The three of us played that together.
Yeah. We jumped back into World War Z this past Tuesday. A nice respite from political watchings. It was fun. So what did we play? The Jerusalem map, which was different, and then Moscow. Part of the Moscow map.
Yeah, so most of the Jerusalem map was an escort mission.
Yeah.
We had to protect him, but as far as I can tell, he soaked up damage like a sponge.
Yeah.
It's not the worst escort mission I've ever had.
Yeah, there was just a part where we had to get the 3,000 parts for the car. And we're running, and he kept getting attacked, but it wasn't he's going to die now. Just get over there, get him back up, and he'd be fine.
Yeah, I mean, we talked about this, I think, when we tried it last year, and I think it's come a long way in a year or so since then. But if you're kind of looking for something that fills the void of Left 4 Dead, and I mean fills the void because some of those enemies are very, very, very generous knockoff of Left 4 Dead monsters. The Creeper is very much in line with the Stalker from Left 4 Dead.
Yep.
You have this the Screamer, who is like the witch,
mm-hmm.
except she doesn't attack and one hit KOs you. You have the Gas Bag, who is pretty much the Boomer. And you have the, I forget what they call it, tank dude. Heavy? Or the guy in the body armor.
It began with a B, I thought.
But yes, he is.
He's a bull.
The bull. Yes, he's very much like the tank from Left 4 Dead. So again, it's very fun, and yes, they will bottleneck you. There's a ton, you don't have the huge variety of weapons that you have in Left 4 Dead, but it's still fun with just all the different things you can pick up: explosives, grenades, rocket launchers. You get your assault rifles, your SMGs, your pistols, and then there's a light RPG to it. So as you go through the game, you unlock points. And you have a weapon that unlocks different perks for your characters. So you might start off with weapons. You might start off with silenced weapons so you can take out zombies without drawing a horde. I have one that there's different classes. So right now I am the slasher. So I do mostly melee. And right now my class is built on stamina. And I don't it has friendly fire. So one of the first things I got was I don't get friendly fire if I'm in close to a melee damage. Because you could be doing melee and people are shooting, and that would just be kind of productive for everybody.
One of the things I like about it is that you were saying you have your different weapons. Unlike Left 4 Dead, there's a cool upgrade path for each of the different classes. So there's a little more variety than there is in Left 4 Dead. Although you are still playing kind of the same maps over and over again.
Yeah, Left 4 Dead has a story, but it's very loose. You kind of hear it through the cast. This one has actual story. We said we play through Jerusalem. I think the first time we played through New York. Now we're in Moscow. You get a different set of characters, which is really nice. But each one is it's five acts or something like that in each story, and it has a through line for all of that. And like we mentioned with Jerusalem, we're trying to escort this guy to his bunker so that he can... I forget what we got on a chopper end, or...
Where did we get him at?
No, when we got him, he was hunkered down behind his gas door.
Yeah.
But when we finished and everything, we took him, we got the car repaired, and we drove off. Was that the end of the chapter?
No, we because then we drove to the missile place. We got onto the helicopter... and escaped, and they blew up when we brought down. That's where we went to the targeting.
Yes.
Thing. And then we, the end was we got on the helicopter and escaped, and everything blew up.
Yes. So there you go. Happy ending for all.
Yeah, I'm not sure how we survived that, because that looked like a nuclear blast, but whatever. That was,
we were highly skilled.
End of the act. I'd like to complete New York, because we never got the achievement for that one, but and I think we're pretty close in Moscow. But fun, yeah. Like, I was having a good time with it. And as I got better weapons and was able to unlock them, the game felt a little bit better. Like when you start out with those low level weapons,
they're bad.
Yeah.
Like when I got my shotgun up to level 4, I just was pulling the trigger and like 3 zombies were dying. But you start off, you're like, okay, now I need to shoot you twice.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like I have like a scout rifle, and like I'm having to put like 4 or 5 bullets into them, and now I have like a, you know, top level scout rifle, and I'm able to take them out with one shot. That's a whole lot more fun when you're facing off against like a ton of zombies, because they throw a lot of zombies on the screen at a time.
They do.
Good time there, though. That's a fun game on Game Pass. So
the price is right.
Yeah, get your crew together and go play.
It is cool to get the explosive weapons and like launch an RPG into a big group of zombies.
Yeah. Watch,
like, 40 of them explode at once. Because they all pile in together. The piling up thing is insane.
Yeah, so if you've seen the movie, they all kind of... They do that thing where they climb on each other to like create, like, a ladder. Which is really, like... It's kind of terrifying looking, but yeah. Like, you can shoot your explosives into them and they all collapse.
It's also kind of funny because like the one thing they take away from the movie, it's like that one image in the trailer with all the zombies coming up that huge wall. That's what we want to take from the movie.
Yep.
Like, don't need any of the rest of it, but we'll take that.
Lots of zombies and, hey, let's do that cool thing. Did you guys get to use the payload rifle? It's like, it looks like a giant sniper rifle.
Yeah.
It fires explosive rounds.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just assumed it was a sniper rifle, which is why I never pick it up, because I'm like, I'm never going to have time to like, sit there and aim at giant zombie hordes.
No, because you just shoot it at the, like, I was picking it up and shooting at the bottom of the, those like, mountains of zombies, and it just blows them up. So, yeah, that's a fun one to pick up. Yeah, World War Z, good time. Anybody else play anything different?
I played the new Pikmin. The old Pikmin, that's new again.
Pikmin 3 Deluxe?
Yeah. I don't know.
How's that going?
It's good. It's, you know, it's very much Pikmin 3. So, you know, if you've already had a taste of that game before on the Wii U, it's, you know, what whether you like it or not, and I don't think that this re-release changes that in any way. So there's that. I personally think it's a great game, and honestly, like, the more the years go on, I think it might be the best Pikmin game.
Oh, really?
I think
it finds a balance between the leisurely pace of 2 and like the
stress of 1.
Yeah, it's like it gives you that middle ground where it's like you always got to kind of worry that, okay, do I have enough juice to survive? Or you know, so you can reach a game over, like an actual game over. But, you know, if you're finding fruit every day, try to find one fruit every day, you're fine. You know, like there's always a way out. Like, and it's just a great, like, the puzzles in it and the new Pikmin. Like, it's just, it's the best looking one easily because, you know, the other ones were on GameCube. So it's that game again. Like, you know, does it justify being $60? You know,
yeah, that's what I was going to ask because it's still $60.
Yeah, it's $60. But, like, look, like, it's like, you know, Tony never played it. I would wholeheartedly say get it. Like, it's a great game, you know. So, like, if you haven't played it on Wii U, get it. As far as what's new, it's mostly a ton of, like, really small things that are all, like, nice touches, you know? But it's like, you know, like, for instance, one of the things you could do in Pikmin is you could say, you could highlight, like, an enemy or a wall that you want to knock down. You could highlight it and you could hit charge and all your Pikmin run at that wall to knock it down, right? Mm-hmm. And this one, they've adjusted it so that when you hit charge, it only sends one color at a time. So it makes it really easy for you to separate by color, kind of. It's just little things like that. Like, you know, it's just little adjustments. And so many, like, the menu options, I feel like, are way more busy than they used to be. Like, when you hit pause, there's just, like, a million fucking things you could tinker with. You know, just kind of accessibility shit, whatever, you know. There's a new, like, hint system. So anytime, like, you're like, I don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to be doing next, you could hit, pull up this hint system, it'll tell you, it'll be like, you need to go do such and such. And then once that, like, panel goes away, after you hit that hint system, it brings up, like, an arrow on the ground in the game that, like, leads you towards your next goal. So that's, I think that's completely new. It's kind of annoying, though, because, like, once you hit that hint thing, it's just going to, like, that arrow is going to be on the ground no matter what. Like, there's no way to shut it off.
Okay.
But I don't love it. I don't use it because I think that, like, the game is about exploring, and it doesn't matter if you're doing, like, the main objective. You know what I mean? Like, it's mm-hmm. you'll stumble upon it if you just play, and that's how you should play it. But, you know, again, it's like all these, like, little touches like that. On top of that, you can now play the whole game in co-op with somebody else, and it's hop in, hop out at any point. I could be halfway through my game, like through the campaign, and if you were over, you're like, oh, let's try it out, two player. I could add you at any point, like, no problem. That's cool. Yeah.
Now, if only there's a pesky thing like online in that.
Yeah, I don't think it's online. Yeah, right. It's only like local. And as you play along, you will unlock these new chapters that, they are like the new levels, and they do unlock as you're playing like the main campaign, and you could play that, like, it could be like, you beat a level or whatever, and instead of going to the next area, you could go do the side mission as, I think you play as Captain Olimar. I've not played them yet, but I saw in a review that they're probably not much to write home about. They're like these mini timed levels. Like, you have 9 minutes to collect as many fruit as you can, which sounds a lot like the two-player competitive mode in the game, which is actually really cool, in my opinion. That nobody ever talks about, like the two-player competitive, and Pikmin's awesome. Kind of sounds like that to me. Just kind of like it's like Pikmin gameplay, but not the true exploration that you're doing in the main, you know, story. That's it, dude. I don't know. Again, I'm probably only 2-3 hours into it, but like in terms of like what you're looking at that's new for this release, that's it. I mean, those are all cool things, and they only make the game better, right? So that's where it is.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, it's going to be $60 in like 3 months still, but
yeah. So it's like you got to decide, and like for me, it's just I think it's one of their most like underrated series. I think Pikmin is absolutely fantastic. I think it's the last great idea that Miyamoto had, and so. Would I like Pikmin 4 more? Yeah, but Pikmin 3 is pretty much the objective height of the series, and you know, it's nice to get that on the Switch here. So
a system that people play and own.
Yeah, yeah.
And it won't set the world on fire, but it does make it we have first week sales in Japan and Europe, and it seems to be doing decently. Which
good. I want Pikmin 4.
Maybe at some point. I want to hear about Watch Dogs Legion, Tony, but...
yes, but you should go first, because...
I've been playing Watch Dogs 2. Finally!
Second one?
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, I took off Election Day, and the day after, it just, like, in between watching updates... playing around in my library, and Watch Dogs 2 was there. Had not played it at all. I bought it like on sale maybe over a year ago. It's pretty fun. I like the characters. For the most part, Control is cool. You know, it handles like an Ubisoft third person open world action game. But you have, like, you can use your phone to, like, do cool things, like, you know, hack doors and create traps and stuff. Some of the missions are pretty funny. Like, pretty much immediately, I came across one where it was like, it's this rapper, and it's very much supposed to be modeled after the Martin Shkreli Wu-Tang. The Wu-Tang record that he bought.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like a so you have to you go to the rapper's you know, his house, you hack his phone or computer to get the new tracks, and then you try to sell them to this billionaire pharma dude who's just like a douchebag. And like they don't even try to hide it. Like they just, you know, they don't call him Martin Shkreli, but like, oh, he's the billionaire pharma douchebag that's trying to make cancer drugs more expensive or something. It's a funny mission. And that seems to be kind of the humor.
Yeah. The whole game is like that too, all the way through. It's really a mocking all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, anyway, it's a good time. So, yeah, I'm liking that. I think I'm gonna play through that before getting Legion. But you know,
I can't blame you for that. That is a great game. I think you're gonna enjoy all of it.
But you have been playing more Legion. Yes. Did they give you the patch?
Yes, it was patched. So I'm not worried that my game is going to burn my Xbox into nothingness, which is good. I've continued to, you know, recruit my team and have stuff happen. So I've had some of my team members get arrested. You can actually recruit barristers who will actually get your people out of jail faster. Mm-hmm. So basically, when they get captured or whatever, there's a timer before they can be used again.
So, like, your team always does, like, come back.
So you can turn on permadeath. So
they right. Like, they
could get killed in battle, but or they could not get killed. Sometimes they could just be wounded and they get sent to the hospital. And then if you have a doctor on your team, they would get healed faster. So it's kind of like each one of the people you recruit has certain abilities. Or they could actually suck. So I've noticed some people, you walk around and you're like, you can recruit the old man walking by with his like cane, like limping around. and he's got like, instead of like everybody has like bonuses, like this guy is super fast at hacking or, you know, really, really strong at melee or whatever. And like the old dude is like slower than normal pace. And, brittle bones and takes extra damage. And you're like, why would I recruit this guy? He sucks in every possible way. But it kind of has this Assassin's Creed-esque. London is divided into regions. And you can do things in each region to basically put it in rebellion against the government and the corporation that's running everything. And when you do that, as a bonus, you get like a super awesome recruit. So if you've seen some of the clips I've posted to my Xbox feed, it's I have this like weird guy, but he's really good at everything that he does. He hacks really fast. He has this ability where he can shock people through their cell phones. And it's kind of like you try to like unlock the region so you can find people like that. Right now I'm trying to recruit a spy. So she has like a silenced pistol and, you know, a bunch of like spy type bonuses. So it can really like change the flavor of how you play the game, depending on who you recruit, which is super cool. You could also like switch between them, not necessarily on the fly. Like you can't walk into a place as a construction worker and then switch to the spy person.
Okay. Like
Yes. So you'll actually get bumped back to the nearest spawn point if you do that. So you can't like infiltrate a facility with some guy who's really good at infiltration and then switch to somebody who's really good at killing people. Can't really do that.
Right, because she would still have to sneak through.
Yeah. But if you do go into a facility like that and you get like taken down, what it does is it sends you like you pick one of your other people and you spawn like right outside. And then you can go in and continue your mission as somebody else. Okay. So it could be maybe you were in there playing as a super sneaky person, but now you're a guy who carries around a submachine gun instead. And so now you're like combat based. So now you have to approach the same mission that you were already playing completely differently. So it's a pretty cool concept that they have the whole thing built around.
That's neat. How's the overall story? Not that Watch Dogs has ever been a...
So the story in Watch Dogs 2 is great. The story here, I don't think it's the hook.
Okay, it's more the mechanics there.
It's the mechanics. It's like the what's the word I'm looking for? Emergent gameplay, with cool stuff happening. There is a story. There's a plot line to follow along. It's hard to get completely invested when you don't really have a character. And the entire team that I have right now, unlike Watch Dogs 2, where you have like, you know, the guy who wears the weird mask, and you know, the
chick,
like each one of them has a very distinct personality, and they're interesting, and you get to know them. These are all the people, the random ass people you recruit as you go through the game. So you don't really have that.
Okay.
Which I think might affect the game's longevity, my desire to play all the way through the campaign. But then again, I really, really love the gameplay. It's super fun to play. And you know, being able to switch through different people and play the game differently, it's a good base.
Good. I'm interested to see once you get it installed on your Series X.
That's the other thing. I don't want to play too far because I really want to experience it on the new console.
And that is the thing. Maybe I've not heard. Is there anything about cross saves, like you're being able to transfer your save to the new systems to continue playing, or would it start over?
No, I think you could transfer the save file.
My understanding, Earl, is that for these Series X games that like where you know Assassin's Creed, Watch Dogs, Call of Duty, and you start it on your one. When you get the Series X, it's you're just using the same disk or the same install file. It's just choosing which version, so everything should still kind of meld together. You should be able to bounce back and forth between a 1 and a Series X and play them.
I'm not sure if this is true, but I've heard that you can just take your because I have a couple external hard drives plugged into my Xbox One. That I can unplug them and just plug them into the new console, and they should work.
They should. Those would be the Xbox One versions.
Yeah, you'd be playing the old versions. Yes.
To get that new versions of those games, that has to be on the SSD. So, I'm interested to see how it looks for you on there. I may hold out a little bit on getting Legion. There's a lot of games coming out next week. Yeah.
So. Well, I mean, plus Watch Dogs 2 has a lot of game to play through, so.
Yeah.
And it's totally worth it. So.
Yeah, so I might as well, like, chip away at that, a couple missions here and there. And then, you know, by Christmas time, they'll do the winter sale, and Watch Dogs Legion will be $40. So.
There is only one thing about Watch Dogs 2 that I don't like, and I'm not going to spoil it for you. But it is story based.
Okay.
It's I don't know why. I really loved it. But like I remember nothing. But it was a perfect buy at $15. That's what I paid. So.
I enjoyed the original Watch Dogs. It's a perfectly fine game.
Yeah.
Outside of its interpretation of Chicago.
I didn't like the character had no personality.
I didn't like the first one at all.
But this Watch Dogs 2 immediately, and it's shitty that I can't remember his name, but the main character's way more personable than the the dude with the ball cap.
And it's just like it's a playful, smart game where like the first one was like
it was more serious and dour.
Yeah, I was just trying so hard and like just downer and kind of ugly. Like but, you know,
like this one is like
fun. Yeah, it's goofy. Like
this one starts off with like basically you're just being challenged to like, oh, you want to join our crew? All right, well you got to break into here and like erase your record. Like it's just a fun concept. It's like everything's playful. Like you know that Martin Shkreli mission. Did another mission where it's I had to basically go steal Kit, like from like a movie set, and that one seems kind of fun. Like and the missions are multi-tiered, right? Like.
Did we lose Chris?
He disappeared. Apparently, his commentary was not multi-tiered.
That's what happened. So, like, does Legion have like the same vibe as 2? Kind of.
It is a bit more serious, I guess. Yeah. It's hard to do humor when you don't really have any characters.
Hey, good.
Are you back?
Oh, did I drop out?
Yeah.
We lost you when you started talking about each mission has tiers.
That's weird that I dropped out. But yeah, each mission kind of like splits off. Like there's you have different segments of the missions. So you'll do like you go get the script from the movie studio, and then that's the ends, and then you can go do other stuff. Then go get the car from the movie studio, like different things moving along there. So. Anyway, what else you guys been playing?
Oh, you know, since we've been talking about elections, I've been playing Tropico 6. I've been running my very own dictatorship over my islands. So Tropico, I don't know if you guys are familiar. So it's like it's a city builder where you are a dictator of like a Caribbean island.
Yeah,
that's basically like supposed to be like pretend Cuba.
Yeah, pretend Cuba or whatever you wanted it to be. But they've done it a bunch of times now. Now instead of running an island, you're like in charge of an archipelago. So you have like you could do different things on the different islands that you all see at once. So right now, since I've played, I don't know, 6 or 7 hours. I'm not that far in. But I have 6 islands, and I've only, like, actually used 2 of them. So one of them is, like, my resource island, where I have, like, all these factories and all these, like, farms growing tobacco so I can make cigars and all this kind of stuff. And then the other island is, like, tourist paradise, where there's, like, ruins people go and visit. There's a bunch of nightclubs. Like, it's where everything is happening. But, you know, Tropico is a fun game. The game actually starts off in, like, the colonial era. So you're, like, a colonial governor.
Oh.
And every 5 years, you have to have completed tasks for your colonial masters. Otherwise, you lose the game. Because basically, you're trying to maintain your governorship by doing stuff for them. And then when you move out of the colonial era, whatever you do that, I ended up eventually making enough money where I could like buy off whoever was supposed to be, like whoever I was reporting to, like I bribed them. So there are elections, I want to say every 10 years.
That is a pretty decent gap.
It sounds awful.
It sounds terrible, right? Although, you know, I've been dictator of my island for like 45 years now, so they had to put up with me for a while. I don't know if you guys have ever played a Tropico game, but one of the mechanics in the game they've always had is a speech. Like, when you start getting into election season, your character gives a speech, and you can decide what's going to be important and what the citizens shouldn't care about, and then you can blame other people for the things that are going wrong.
So I'm trying to feel like, how is it this a commentary on our current president?
It's supposed to be about Castro, but yeah, it's about him too, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. It's a fun game. I've always enjoyed them. They're always kind of tongue-in-cheek humor. Normally, I end up playing for, like, the campaign missions because the stuff that happens is pretty hilarious. This time, I'm kind of just building my island. It's kind of like a sublime, like, I'm just going to focus on building a world that's not the one that I live in. It's nice. It's a fun game. Also, it was a Humble Bundle game. So, you know, I got my Humble Bundle subscription. It was like the headliner for this month's Humble Bundle. So
okay. So I was going to ask where you got, whether it was through Game Pass or if you got it through some other thing. So it came through Humble Bundle. Neat.
Yeah. No, it's a really fun game. If you like city builders, I would definitely recommend it.
Nice. Jeff, you play anything else?
I know
you have. I know you finished something, so
yeah. I was waiting for that too.
I played a bunch more of Hyrule Warriors. I beat it, and I kept playing it a bunch more. So,
so you obviously liked it. I mean, you liked it last week, but you stuck through it and really seemed to come out on top of that.
The post game, well, yeah. First off, like the game itself is, you know, it's fun. I don't think I have anything really different or more to add to it, but like the post game content really delivers on that game. It's tons of stuff to do. And it like feels rewarding. It's not just like, oh, well, you can go do this other stuff if you want. Some of it feels like I wish I did this optional stuff first a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole, besides like the story mode, there's a whole adventure mode where you're basically going around. They look like old school Zelda maps. Like one looks like the original Zelda map. There's a bunch of little squares. You select the square and you do the challenge in that, and that'll be like, it'll bring up like a regular level in the game, and it'll be like, let's just say, like, for example, kill 300 enemies in the time limit. Just something, you know, like just different variations of shit to do, and you're slowly opening up this map, you know, like as you beat a square, then you could do like the four squares around it or whatever, like, or whatever, the squares surrounding it. And you're like unlocking stuff as you do that. With, you know, you'll get items which will help you find shit on the map. Sometimes you have to look at a square and be like, I have to burn this bush. So if I have a candle, I can burn that bush, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can play that square. But like, you know, very early on in that, I decided there's a whole bunch of different maps, and one of them is a Wind Waker map. And I'm like, I'm going to do the fucking Wind Waker map. And in order to, and like that gives you, I think doing that, like playing that gives you Toon Link, like the one that looks like from Wind Waker.
Mm-hmm.
But then I was like, to advance in it, like very early on doing that map, I had to fight like that giant bird with the fucking, like mask on his face. And like the way to fight him is like, he like will bury his fucking beak in the ground. It's just like how it was, I think, in Wind Waker. And then you have to like hit his like metal mask with a hammer, and get that mask off so he doesn't have protection, so you can kill him. And like, unfortunately, I didn't have a hammer. I'm like, how the fuck, you know? Or, you know, I looked up like, how do you hurt this guy? And it's like, you need to hit him with a hammer. And I'm like, how the fuck do you get a hammer? And it's like, well, in order to get a hammer, you have to go back into the main story mode and do all the side missions that are on that to get it. Like, so I literally had to go back into the main game, play through, like, there's two, like, other story, like, branches that you could play through, and one is, like, this character Sia, and one is
Linkle. Sia is unofficially the main
game. Yeah, I, unfortunately, I don't ever pay attention to story and stuff like this. Which, like, if you're into story, like, it seems like this game would be pretty cool. Like
it's an okay story, but like, she's like the person who brings the, like, she's the thrust of this story.
Yeah, and then there's Linkle. Like, is Linkle a new character?
Yes.
Okay, that's pretty cool. It's like a female version of Link, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, and she uses the crossbow from
yes,
Link's crossbow training.
So, like, in order to get the hammer, I had to play through both of those storylines, which added hours and hours of content to the main game, just so I could progress in the side game. So, like, I don't know. I just think the game is honestly kind of underrated. It's pretty fucking awesome. Like, I never expected to like it as much as I do. I think it's a really cool game. I don't know if I need this new one coming out, but if it had been a couple of years, I could definitely see, like, where, like, Earl, you're, like, excited for this new one, right? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like this one's giving me everything I want and more. Like, it just keeps giving me more. I'm just I don't know. Do I need it? Do I need the new one, really? Like, I know I will get it eventually because I've liked this game so much. So, I don't know. Yeah, that's basically it, dude. Hyrule, I don't know if you wanted to add more there, Earl.
No, I mean, your words kind of got me to go back to the challenge mode, too. And the other thing is, it also does add, like, new enemies. Like, for instance, one of the first ones you do on the original Zelda map has the golden Amama Kaku. And, like, I forgot to give her back to her child. So she will beat the crap out of you and anybody else. He does a ton of damage.
So much awesome fanfare, you know what I mean? Like, just, I don't know. I think I asked this last week, Chris. You'd like tried the game before, right?
Yeah, I tried it on the Wii U. I haven't played it on Switch. I didn't play a lot of it. I've always kind of thought to go back to it, so maybe I will now.
It's more fun than I ever expected. It is a lot of fun managing, like, just having to be like keeping an eye on the text box on the bottom of the screen. If someone's like, "Oh, I need some help," you're like, "Oh fuck, I gotta make sure like everything's good over all the way on the other side of the map." There's like just always so much going on, but like once you get like used to the game, I don't know if there's just a couple hard levels early on, or I just got used to the game. Like, but as I got further in again, I didn't find the challenge to be super hard. It was just always fun. It kept me engaged the whole time. There's difficulty settings, though. You can always go back and play level on hard. Or whatever.
Yeah, I was also going to say, I think the other thing, too, when you get later on in the game, is that there's the upgrade system. So a lot of your weapons just become more powerful.
Yeah, you're just badass. Like,
yeah, you get bigger combos, you have more health, you get more characters. I think the first few you have was just like Link, and maybe, and then by the end, you can, I think there's like four phases on the map. And then like when you play as the villains, they are super powerful.
And just like, you know, it's like if you're a Zelda, like, I don't know, I think of how I was with this game. I'm like, I'm a huge Zelda fan, but like this was not appealing to me because it wasn't a Zelda game. Now that I've given it a chance and I've actually played it, I have to say, like, if you're in my boat, like if you're one of those people that like wrote this game off because it's just Dynasty Warriors or whatever, like it's a real treat if you're a fan. Like once you get into it. And the hook of the core gameplay is actually there once you get into it, too. Like, I think it delivers on both fronts. Like, I think if you're a Zelda fan, you should definitely give this a real chance. Like, it's awesome.
Nice. I wish that you could find physical copies of it, but that's like $90.
It goes up. Watch, you know, that Wario guy. He, anytime it goes up on Amazon, he'll tweet it out. And you got, like, you know, 10 minutes to fucking get on it. But I don't know. I just did the... That is one that would be nice to have physical for just how big the file is for the Switch. It's like, I want to say it's like 13 gigs or something.
So it's a little chunky.
Yeah, and I only have like 128, something like that, card in mine. So it's like,
I think mine is 400.
A couple big games really fills it out. Like, between Smash and this, it's like I don't have a lot of room to fuck around. Like, I already had to delete my Skyrim that like I didn't really play at all, and I downloaded like what a month ago because that was like 15 gigs. Like, I don't know, just like those big games really kind of take a chunk out of it. But there's like on the Switch, it's like really almost kind of rare that they're that big, you know?
Yeah,
at least for first party titles, that third parties are just like, yeah, whatever, you'll make it work. Yeah, and I mean it's slightly different. It's a different flavor, but if you're also interested in that, I would also kind of recommend Fire Emblem Warriors, which has some of the Fire Emblem traits, like the weapon triangle, and it starts that as well. But yeah, I can understand why it's not everybody's I've always enjoyed beat 'em ups, so it's nice to find something that's kind of the modern day equivalent of that.
There's more to it, though. It's like it really is more to it.
But I mean, ultimately, it still does come down to you just beating the crap out of hundreds of enemies.
It makes you feel like such a badass at every point, like too, like you're just always pulling off those super moves. But like, yeah, it's like you do have to think about what's going on at different areas of the map at different times. You have to pay attention. And then the bosses are, to me, like remind me a lot of Zelda, like real Zelda bosses, in that like it's not just like a Dark Souls boss where it's like just beat the shit out of this thing. There's usually something more to it, like some sort of puzzle-y element to the boss. So, I don't know, dude. Late discovery for me, but I really like it.
You think you'll get the new one?
If not right away, eventually. Because, like I said, I'm still having fun with this original one. You know,
nice.
It's like I don't feel like I need like another one of it right now. Although, I think it'll be interesting to see, like Earl was describing, like the using like the Breath of the Wild kind of like tools and shit as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
And it's slightly different, like a different control scheme.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm happy that you.
Yeah, I'm super happy I checked it out, man. Like, took that chance on it. Like, I was waiting, I wanted to wait for it to go on sale. And then I was like looking. I did like a search on Twitter to see when Definitive Edition last went on sale. Like, you know, just typed in Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition sale. The last time it went on sale was January of this year. So I'm like, okay, this thing does not go on sale very fucking often digitally. So I'm just like, fuck it, dude. I'm going to bite the bullet. $60, see if I like it. And thank God I did a lot. But yeah.
Nice. So I think I don't know if it was last week or the week before I talked about NHL 21, which I'm still playing, going through the you know, Be a Pro campaign there. But one of the pre-order bonuses for that was a second game, a separate game, which I actually thought was going to be a mode in the game. It is a separate game entirely called NHL 94 Rewind. So it is an official update of NHL 94 with today's rosters, the closest rosters. It's its own executable. It's really funny. It has this. If you've played NHL 94, you know it's 16-bit graphics. So the opening screen for this is like a pixelated image of Alexander Ovechkin, and he wears a face shield. You can't do like clear face shields on there, so it just looks like he has like this giant silver visor. Kind of looks like a robot. But yeah, once you get into the game, it plays like NHL 94. It's fun. It has achievements that I can't see the whole list of. For some reason, my understanding is that EA is probably going to release this out to everyone else.
Now, just a dumb question. Is NHL 94 the first one, or is it considered like the best of that era?
It's not the first one. There were two previous to that. There was NHL Hockey, and then... Oh, no, there were three previous to that. NHL Hockey, NHL PA 92 or 93, and then NHL 94. NHL 94 is generally considered to be like one of the best sports games of that era. It is the one that has the biggest current following, like in retro communities. There are like NHL 94 tournaments. It's up there with like Tecmo Bowl and stuff like that in the retro community where people play them.
Like, as a pro wrestling fan, it'd be like if WWE decided to make a No Mercy mod with updated roster.
Yeah, like something like that. Like, oh, we're re-releasing No Mercy, like No Mercy Rewind, but instead it like has, you know, today's wrestlers in it. Which it's like really cool. Like, what's funny is that this is an official, release with those updated rosters. But people have been doing this; they've been hacking the ROM, and re-releasing the game every year with updated rosters, including like updated teams. So, 2 years ago, when the Las Vegas Knights were added to the league, they actually went in and hacked into the game, created a new team, did the, you know, the color schemes, did the roster, did the home arena with the Vegas Knights logo. So people have been doing the work on this. It's now EA is finally.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, we can make money off of this.
Yeah, like that. Like, hey, you guys have been doing NHL 94 tournaments with updated rosters for years. We didn't shut you down. They probably could have shut them down, because you know, it's an EA game. They never did. The NHL never shut them down. But now I'm sure they're looking at it and going, "Hey, we can make, you know, make money off of this," and it's really good. it's a lot of fun. They are potentially going to add online play. Right now, it is just local play. Which kind of sucks, because if I could play friends like online with this, it would be maybe the perfect game. But it's a really neat add-in as a pre-order bonus. I am interested to see how they add it elsewise. Sometime in December, they said they're going to reveal how other people can get it. My guess is they probably release it for like $15 or something.
I mean, if they should put a Nintendo and just make it part of EA Access or EA Play, I guess was what it's being rebranded now.
Yes, which would be part of Game Pass, so then all of you could play it.
With all these hockey plays, I don't know.
Sweet.
That is fair. Like, if you don't follow hockey, you wouldn't know any of the guys that are in it. if you played NHL 94, you being from New York, you probably would remember like Mark Messier and Mike Richter, like guys like that were, you know, you probably at least heard their names on.
Yeah.
You know, and even if you don't follow hockey, you probably heard them on the news.
Yeah, because I mean, this was the year before, but the Rangers won in what, 95?
Yes. Believe 95.
So this would have been the championship team for them, right? If I'm doing my math correct.
Yeah, it would have been that year. Yes, if they did win in 95, yes, that would be the year. Because no, be the year before. Because remember the
oh right,
the
game right, right. Always... Yeah, so this would have been the 93-94 season.
Right. Yeah, because it's always the year that the championship is given out. Except in baseball, they're always fucked up in baseball.
Well, I think because baseball is the same year.
Yeah. But basketball, football, and hockey all travel over the year.
Yeah.
So
maybe. Who knows what basketball is going to offer this year? I mean, next year. Because they can't start. They can't start now.
No, I believe that they are starting in January. So.
Yeah, they were talking about starting in December, but that's not going to happen.
So maybe this year it'll be all the same, but I guess it's NBA 2K21 this year, Tony.
Yeah.
Is that what it is? Yeah. So that's the only NBA game out there. Yeah, it's a cool add-on. I'll be interested to see what the pricing, if they ultimately go that route, is. Earl, you play anything else?
Mostly for the news, but I did pay, and we'll get to it in a second. I did pay, on Halloween Eve, a bunch of friends from Twitter got together and we played, Friday the 13th, which is always fun. I think I've mentioned it before. It's a asymmetrical game where one person plays as Jason and everybody else plays as a camp counselor. And the whole point is there's a variety of means for you to kind of try to escape the camp, so you can, you know, fix a car and drive off, you can fix a boat and swim off, you can call the cops and escape. stuff like that. So for the fun of it, we wanted to try actually getting, we wanted to try to actually get to kill Jason, because it's, you can do it. It's almost impossible, but it is feasible. I mean, almost everybody has to be alive and has to come in your order. So in order to kill Jason, you have to find his mother's shack as a female counselor, get her sweater, have somebody die or escape, and come back as Tommy Jarvis. You then have to beat Jason down with blunt weapons enough to break off his mask. Then have his mother walk up to him, have him kind of crouch down to his mother, and with Tommy Jarvis, you can behead him. So it's a lot of work.
But were you able? Did you succeed?
We succeeded just as the time expired, so you got to see the animation, but we didn't get credit for it. And then we tried it the next round, and we were just, I guess we were too much in a hurry, and we just screwed it up. And it was just like time to go. But I do want to play it again. And part of the reason I mentioned that again with the news is that I think they announced this week that, I mean, I don't know if you know the story behind this game or the franchise. Yes. So they can't provide any updates. They can't really provide new content to the game. So even if there's stuff they want to fix, they can't really do it, because of the impending stuff with the Friday the 13th Eagle situation, where there's a lawsuit pending right now between the original writer and the original directors or producers.
Yes.
And this goes back to, I mean, this goes back ages, which is why the final two Friday the 13th movies are called Jason Lives, the final Friday, and Jason X. They aren't called Friday the 13th 10 or something like that. So they announced this week that they are going away from dedicated servers because they can't, I mean, it doesn't make any sense for them. So it's going back to peer-to-peer multiplayer, which, it still has a decent community, but it's not super active. And that has, even with the dedicated servers, there would be times when we try to like access games with randos, and it would take you 10, 15 minutes to join it. And like, ideally, this is like, it's a asymmetrical game that is better served with a full party, which is 8 people, because like, there's very few ways to actually win this game on your own. So having only one or two, you know, even having like 3 counselors wouldn't do you a world of good. So it's one of those things. But yes, that was the big news with them, is that they are going away for.
It sucks, man.
They're doing the last update on it, right? Like that's it.
The last update, and it seems like they are. Yeah, it's kind of like, this is our last update. There's some changes we wanted to make, and that's it. So, like, essentially, it sounds like they're going out of business. They will continue to like be on the forums for questions and stuff, but there's not going to be any other updates. The good thing, I guess, is that they're saying like they're even double XP and more drops for like random loot and stuff that they implemented, I think, as part of like a COVID thing. They're like, we're just going to leave it as is instead of regressing it. So I'm like, I'm happy for that as well. Granted, I didn't pay COVID, so I don't know what those changes are, but I will take anything I can get.
Right. It's a shame, because I remember they had big hopes for that, didn't they, Jeff? Like they were talking about bringing in the Grendel as like a second map, which is the Jason X.
They did what they did though with that game. I think is like doesn't get enough credit. Like Earl likes it, which is awesome. That someone besides me is saying like that game is awesome. Just the fan service, like the attention to detail on that game was amazing. And it just sucks what has happened to Friday the 13th as a series in general because of these like court battles and shit. Like I enjoy my dumb Jason movies. And
is that why we haven't gotten one, like a new movie since the reboot remake?
Yeah, that's why.
The remake actually did well. And of the
fantastic
The remakes, this is the best one of that era. I mean, as far as the big three goes.
Thank you. That's what me and Chris have been saying it since it came out, that the remake is fantastic. And Other than you, Earl, very few people say that. Like, very few people think it's good. I think it's fucking great.
I think it's great. I like how they pay homage to the first movie.
It's actually scary, kind of. Like, it's actually,
Jason is terrifying in that
movie. Yeah. He's fucking brutal. Like, has an awesome, 25-minute cold open where you're like...
Yeah, I always forget that.
Yeah. Like, that's the story you're watching, and it's just like, no, everyone gets murdered.
I mean, it's a goofy change, but I like that he's like a weed farmer. It gives him something that he was doing on the farm during all that time.
I love everything about it. Like, the things people think are stupid, they're like, oh, he built tunnels. That's so stupid. Like, I think it's cool. Like, it's believable for his character. Like, he would
what else is he doing?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, okay, that explains how he gets around and does magical shit. It's, I don't know, dude. Like,
and it expands it without it expands it on like Rob Zombie's Halloween, where it's like, oh no, we're going to explain this to you.
But like, yeah, and it just like it basically crammed the best era of the series, which is like 1 through 4. I think almost everyone agrees on this, like, into one movie. Like, and like the ending, like the like when they like the final face off with him is fucking awesome, dude. Like, they like chain him up into that fucking wood chipper or whatever the fuck. It's so cool, dude. Like, it's a great kill. Like, I don't know, man. Like,
it's a ton of fun. So, Earl, you said it's the best of the three. Are you referring to Nightmare and Halloween as the other two?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would put Hills Have Eyes up there. That was really good in that era.
Okay.
Well, and the Texas Chainsaw remake is fantastic too.
I think it's better. I think this is better than that.
It might be, yeah.
Maybe. Just because, I don't know, because like, I like the Texas Chainsaw remake, but like, it to me, it doesn't hold a candle to the original. Like, the original is just so powerful. And then like, Jason has always been a garbage series, so it's like, do whatever you like. I'm super open to like doing whatever you want with it, and I think they
doing weird shit, yeah. Which is why Jason X is so much fun, because
yeah,
we just do whatever the fuck we want.
But they didn't even do weird shit. Like, it was just a great like combination of the first four movies. Like, it's totally, it was a cool take. Like, I don't know. Anyways,
or what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna say that I always tell people, I think of the big three, Friday, Nightmare, and Halloween. I think Friday's the most consistent one. Like Jeff says, it's a garbage franchise, but it was garbage from the first entry. But it's garbage in an entertaining way that it kind of keeps level. Like, Halloween has like great entries, and Halloween has really terrible entries. Nightmare has good entries. It has bad entries. The Friday the 13th is pretty much like, they're all about 6 and 7s.
Yeah, like, we didn't aim, like, they literally, like, it's so funny that, like, Sean Cunningham is so open about, like, the original Friday the 13th, which I think some people, like, I think, Chris, you kind of hold it above the rest of the series.
I really like the original one.
Like, he's super open about the fact that, like, it was totally just a business decision, and it was total ripoff of Halloween, and he was like, can we, like, ride this Halloween wave? Like, they weren't trying to fucking create great art here or anything. It was just who gives a shit? Let's make some money. Like, Sean Cunningham was doing, like, pornos, basically, before fucking Friday the 13th.
Yeah, and I mean, he was sort of doing pornos before Friday the 13th.
I mean, it shows.
I mean, he did. I think he had like a kid's baseball movie or something before that.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing, and the flip side is, it's disappointed as much as I enjoyed his game, but because of this game and the legal rights, it also means that he doesn't show up in Dead by Daylight, which I think would be cool, because you already got Michael, you got Freddy, the Jigsaw Killer, you have a ghost face. So you have all these horror icons, and it's like Jason's right there. Like, you have another face and all this other things. It's like, yes, I know Jason has his own game, but it would still be awesome if he could come into this game. And yeah, the other thing I forget if I mentioned it the first time I talked about this game. The other thing I like is like there's different versions of Jason, and it's like they each one takes an inspiration from a movie, and so it's the design, but it's also certain abilities. So there's some Jasons who can run. And we've seen him run in movies, and there's others who just are kind of giant. Because I think once he comes back as a zombie, he tends to be more lumbering. He's not as agile.
Right.
But he's more brutal that way, so his hits do more damage. And he has like more traps and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Fun. Well, so that was a little bit of news. Was there any other news this week? I really have not been paying
attention. I did see that Friday 13th thing, though. It made me sad. I was like, that game deserved way better.
Yeah.
It really did.
It just got handicapped by a lot of outside circumstances, which sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think for some reason, I think there's a cloud over this week.
I don't know why.
There was some financial news, but even then, I've just been focused on other stuff. I know Nintendo came out with their financials, but I think Microsoft and Sony did. I think the big thing is, I think Animal Crossing has sold something like 22.5 million copies since March.
You know what cracks? Like I've said this before about Animal Crossing, but like when that first one came out, it was the little game that I defended, and now it's like it's expanded beyond what even like people who don't play video games play Animal Crossing. Like I think that's pretty cool. Like
I mean, the funny thing about Animal Crossing, well, is like if you know the story, like it was originally an N64, I think DD game, and they had no intention of bringing it out here. And they're just like, oh, we're going to bring it out and see how it does or whatever. And in some ways, it's odd. Like, that's the same story with Smash Brothers, where Smash Brothers was going to be Japanese exclusive as well. And it's like, in hindsight, it's like, why?
It's like, I could see not having faith in the Animal Crossing idea because there's not like a
market for it, no.
Well, there's not like a traditional like game to it. You're just like, what is this? Like, you know, if you're a marketing executive or something, you're just like, what is this? Like,
Do you remember the original commercial? Where they mimicked the real world, the MTV Real World.
Yeah. I remember, dude. I remember being like super interested in it, but I was like embarrassed. Like I knew at the time, this is what like the early 2000s. I was in college. Like I knew all my friends would make fun of me. Like all my roommates were gonna make fun of me about it. And I didn't care because I was like so interested in like I'm like, what is this, dude? Like a game where it's the same time in the game as the real. Like you know, it was all new ideas. I was just so obsessed with it when it came out. But it seemed like when that first one came out, no one gave a shit. Like, most people didn't even own a GameCube, you know?
Honestly, the only reason I cared about it was at the time, it was one of the few ways you could get to play old NES games. Because it had the original Super Mario Brothers out. Yeah. And now it's probably Nintendo's third biggest franchise behind Mario and Pokemon.
Yeah.
There was a bit of news. I forgot that I dropped this into our chat this today. EA kind of they laid out how their upgrade system and like what the upgrades for some of those games are going to be for the new consoles. Madden and FIFA, they are getting actual next gen versions December 4th. All your progress will carry over, kind of like what we said with Watch Dogs. You'll just be able to pick up what you've been playing there. Other games, NHL 21, EA Sports UFC 4, they will see better load times and frame rates on the new systems. They are not getting next-gen versions. Star Wars Squadrons is getting two different modes. So they're not giving a new, like there's not going to be a Series X version, but on the Series X you'll be able to get a 4K resolution at 60 frames per second, which I don't know if it's matching that on the One X currently, as well as 1440p at 60 frames per second on the Series S. Or you can get better performance up to 120 frames per second on the Series X and Series S with the lower visuals. It'll have PlayStation 5 will have improved lighting, evidently. So that's that. Apex Legends gets a performance boost.
Yeah.
And it'll run at 1440p on both consoles. But next year, you'll see more improvements for that, Tony.
Yeah, they've been working on like a mobile version and like the Switch version, and I think those have gotten priority over the actual console version, which was the wrong choice.
Wrong. and Need for Speed Hot Pursuit Remastered, which, as Jeff has reminded us, comes out Friday. That will see similar upgrades to the sports games. So probably faster, better frame rate, faster load times. Although that game should run at a solid 60 frames per second regardless, I would think, because it did on the 360. So
it better.
Yeah. it better not run worse than that on the Xbox One or PS4, especially not on the Series X and PS5. Yeah, so I guess upgrades there. That's the only thing I see in news.
It is weird that it's so quiet. Not weird, because we know what's going on in the world. It's just weird that, like, again, consoles are out next week, and you would think you'd be hearing, like, the drum of excitement. I believe, it wouldn't matter for this show, but I believe Spider-Man previews drop tomorrow morning.
Yeah!
And I guess the other thing, and because I've seen this happen too, it's like, review copies, it seems like people are getting one or the other. Like, companies are offering the PlayStation version and the Xbox version, not both, so you won't even get a week of comparisons. But yeah, I think it also kind of speaks to how limited the launch lineup is for both systems, that, like, you don't even have, like, sometimes you'd have, like, oh, here's the 20 games coming to launch, and here's what you need, and it's like, we're not getting any of that this time around. It's just like, new systems, here you go.
Yeah, that seems to be one of the big complaints. Oh no, there's some echo there. That seems to be one of the big complaints for on the Series X review. I don't believe the PS5 has been reviewed. There's not a lot of brand new games for these machines. PlayStation 5 will have a little bit more, I think. But whatever. Anyway, I am doing Extra Life this weekend.
So if you're sitting to the end of this episode, probably turn it off and go watch him play video games.
Yeah.
I was going to say, this is the perfect year, and time has no meaning, so I completely forgot that this was happening. So I'm like, I'm home. I could have, all the systems set up, I was streaming, I could have done it. I mean, staying up for 24 hours in this environment is nothing.
Time has no meaning.
It is a shitty, not that it's a shitty week for it. It's probably a good week for it. I have not gotten a lot of sleep this week.
So, I can't imagine why.
But yeah, I'll be doing Extra Life. I'll put a link up in the show notes.
Do you have any idea of what you're playing this year?
No. If you guys want to get on and play World War Z with me, do that. I will probably be playing some Squadrons. Probably a lot of Squadrons. Some other friends, they might come on and play a Divinity Original Sin 2. I think that's the one we're playing. So yeah, no real plan for what I'm playing. So if you want to play games, hit me up. You can catch me on the Twitch feed, which will be, I'll leave the link in the show notes and on our Twitter feeds. You come in the chat and go, hey, I want to play a game. Like, I have lots of games, so I could probably play it with you. Keep me company.
All right. Post some of those Need for Speed runs.
Yeah, maybe I'll play some Need for Speed. Show that off a little bit, too. Show how you are destroying all my times.
I don't know. We'll see.
I remember when we played that a decade ago, Jeff, and that's how sad this is we played that game a decade ago.
I came completely erased from my memory until like this re-release got announced, and I was like, wait, what? There was a Hot Pursuit kind of like, and I was like, oh yeah, like, you know, I remembered Hot Pursuit 2 on like the GameCube and PlayStation 2 and shit. I totally forgot about this one, but yeah, this one was good.
I remember you and Fozzie were always ahead of me on the leaderboard. So
that and SSX, man, I was all over that shit. That's why I love like that. The trailer for the new Need for Speed was so
I hit that note. Right?
Brilliant trailer. Yeah, it's just like that whole chasing your friend's time thing.
Well, and it came at a similar time for you where you were in the middle of it.
Tony Hawk, just fierce battles with my friend back and forth on the two first levels of Tony Hawk. Like, you know, first level, the first one, first level, the second one, just trying to get that time. I think he has one and I have one. Like, we, you know, I finally beat him so bad on that very first warehouse level or whatever the fuck that he never came back from, but he had me on the hangar, so.
So you guys were just doing the first levels back and forth.
Yeah, because, like, dude, when it comes to, you know, doing a speed run on a level, it's like they get way too hard to do after, like, the first couple levels maybe. Like, you know, the first levels are all, like, these small, really contained arenas. You could run around and get everything real quick.
Yeah, so. Once you have to, like, skate all over the world to do it. But, yeah, I'll be playing lots of different stuff.
Beat my time on Warehouse. Try just play that for 24 hours and see if you can just do it.
Play Tony Hawk for 24 hours. That one level.
That's a lot of Tony Hawk.
Dude, I think even Tony Hawk,
like, that's too much Tony Hawk.
Yeah, too much.
I think I got it down to like 50 seconds or something crazy. Like, literally, like, the highest score in the world was like only 20 seconds above mine or whatever. Like, but in that 20 seconds is everything, you know what I mean? Like,
so this will be the seventh time I've done Extra Life. I haven't done it in 5 years. I remember the first time I did it, like, not a lot of people were doing it at the time, and I had set it up. I actually streamed somehow, because the 360 did not have streaming enabled. But I played Rock Band, played all the way through that mega playlist to get that achievement. That you can't even do, I think, anymore. Because licensed music and everything kind of gets flagged from Twitch now. So it'll be fun. Come join me. We'll have a good time. Otherwise, we'll be back next week with impressions of the Series X.
New consoles!
New consoles completely. Tony's impression of the PlayStation 5 box.
and trying to figure out where to put it.
Jeff, Tetris Effect Connected comes out on Tuesday. So you can play some of that. You'll be able to play that on regular Xbox One as well.
Yeah, I'm just sad I'm not on vacation next week for that. Well, I mean, I guess that's like a kind of a more of a side game probably, but
yeah, I mean, go through the campaign, but then, like, you know, just all the challenges and stuff, you do that, you know, you just pop in and out of it.
Super excited for that though.
Yep.
This looks so fucking cool.
Tony, when yeah. Assassin's Creed? Is that Tuesday?
Tuesday.
We might have some
on.
I wasn't sure if it was Tuesday or if it was coming out on.
I think it and a few other games were moved up to correspond with the Xbox, or like someone moved up and I think some were moved back to correspond with the launch.
I think Call of Duty is actually Friday next week, so it's actually after both consoles launch.
But they didn't want to pick a side.
It's like we want our own day. It can do that. It's still the biggest.
Call of Duty. Call of Duty could have come out in January of this year for these systems and still would have been the best-selling game before the systems came out. So,
we will have impressions of all of that, and hopefully we'll know the results of the election.
We won't jinx it.
we don't want to come back next week and still. Be questioning.
Are you going to say that the next thing you know, it's going to be like everybody's going to be paying attention to North Carolina that can't start counting until next Thursday?
Don't curse us like that.
So, yeah. come back, join us next week. Jeff, say goodnight.
Good night.